Bonus episode 3, Super Bowl Party Emergency!
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy day, ladies. Oh my goodness gracious. Are you pulling your hair out? Do you know what tomorrow is? Okay, for those of you who are in the U.S. and you're listening to this, it is the Super Bowl. And are you like having the Super Bowl frenzy and all of a sudden it's like you've got a party scheduled and you didn't know you had it scheduled? Yes, these emergencies are crazy. I know. So today, real quick, I wanted to pop in and give you some suggestions to relax you and to ease you. I'm going to give you about 4 recipes and a few tips and tricks to get you through the Super Bowl. So guess what? You can actually sit down and enjoy it and be part of the party and not actually have to stay in the kitchen the whole time. All right? Are you ready for this? So let's jump in. All right. You know, When you have a party, you know, we have 7 in our family. And so I always say we're a party every day because that's truly what we are. And so I like to think of this sometimes as when you have a party, it's kind of making it semi-homemade. You're having a semi-homemade party. You don't have to make everything from scratch, but you can take some things that are in your cabinet that maybe you forgot even existed in there, and you can create something. Even something that's frozen can be made delicious at a blink of an eye. Seriously. Okay. So don't panic. Don't panic. I'm going to give you some quick recipes here that you can just jot down. I'll also have them in the show notes and you can figure out if this will work. And if it's after the party, guess what? You can use some of these recipes just to have on the weekend when you're chilling out or even maybe have for dinner. So let's start with the dinner portion of it. We got to have some real good meat. Guys like meat. So why not the famous chicken wings? Okay, yes, chicken wings are huge. And a lot of you, you know, some of you within the U.S. here, you may frequent the big BWWs, Buffalo Wild Wings. Or maybe you have another favorite restaurant you go to. Well, wherever you enjoy your chicken wings, guess what? You can make them at home. And it's real simple. And guess what? You can you actually can cater to each person's individual taste. Yes, you see, in our household, everybody likes something different. And so I have to sometimes come up with strategies to figure out, okay, how can I make everybody happy but still only have one thing? So here we go. You need your frozen chicken wings. Yes, it's easy. If you don't already have them in the freezer, you can go run out to the store real quick and buy a bag of frozen wings, okay? What you're going to do is you're going to take those frozen wings out of the bag, okay? All you need in this is olive oil. You need something to cook it in, so an oven would be appropriate. And then your favorite sauces, okay? Again, semi-homemade. So you're going to take your frozen wings, and I just want you to take a little bit of olive oil and just kind of drizzle it over the top, okay? That's just going to give it a nice, a little bit of coloring. We're not going for a lot of coloring, but we just don't want them to burn just right there. And it's going to have its kind of juices in it anyway because they're frozen, okay? Now, you will want to place your chicken wings in your oven at 425 and cook for approximately 40 minutes or until the juice is clear. Okay. That's key. So depending upon how your oven is, you can maybe cook a little bit less or a little bit more. So just really look at it. You'll be able to see it. Now, a key for cleanup is this. If you have one of those broiler pans, you can put tin foil in the bottom of it. And then on the top, just lay your chicken wings. So then all the stuff runs down beneath it. And then when you're done, you just take it off. You fold up the tinfoil, throw it in the trash can, and guess what? You have very little cleanup. So awesome little tip there. So once these chicken wings are done, ding, and the 40 minutes has gone off, okay, the timer has, it's time to get saucy. Now, maybe I don't know how crazy your household is, but I've got babies that come and go all the time, and they bring in friends, etc. So you can cook these and have these already done, but wait until you're ready to eat them or that person or that couple is ready to eat them, okay? When they come in, you can have them pick their sauce. You take it and either you can put the sauce in a kind of like a Ziploc bag and shake it all up, or what I do is I just put it in a bowl. I put my chicken wings the amount that they want. So if they want 10, I put 10 chicken wings in there. And I just coat it a little bit. It'll be anywhere from 2 to 3 tablespoons of sauce. If you really like it saucy, then you're probably going to be looking at 4 to 5 tablespoons of your sauce, okay? And then you just kind of let it roll around in there and get it all coated. Now, if you like to get your hands dirty, get your hands in there and get them dirty. Coat them all, but really you don't need to touch it. I just sit there and roll them around in the actual stainless steel pot there in the pan. So I'm sitting here rolling it around with you, believe it or not. I'm sitting here shaking it. I'm like, you can't see what I'm doing. Okay, so once when you have them coated, now you want to put them back in the oven and you want to put them on broil and you want to broil them for 2 to 4 minutes. That's it. That's going to give them their crispiness. Guess what? You pull them out and you serve them the exact type of wings that they wanted, their flavor, and they get to enjoy it. Yes, a win for everybody. How cool is that? And if it happens to be that you have only adults at this party, guess what? They can stick their own in there and broil them, and you don't even have to worry about saucing it up. Let them do it. Let them have fun. All right? So chicken wings made easy. So enjoy. All right. Moving on. We got to make this fast because this is an emergency, right? This is an emergency. We've got a party happening. So what's a party without chips and dip? Well, I happen to love chips and dip, but the problem is for me, I eat too many of them. So maybe you have some people who are going to like the traditional chips and dip. That's great. Have that available for them. But if you want something a little healthier for you and a few of your healthy conscious friends that might be joining you, then how about some Parmesan zucchini chips? Yum. Yes. And it's real simple. All you need are 2 zucchinis. Now, the recipe I'm giving you is just for use of 2 zucchinis. If you want, you can double or triple that recipe. So depending upon how many you have, then you can make more. And they are so great fresh that if you want, you can just have the zucchini sliced and then cook them. They don't take very long, but about 20 minutes. So if you want some fresh ones at halftime, you can just stick them in there before, you know, after you watch the commercials, because we're not watching the game, right, ladies? We'll talk about that later. But after the commercials have aired, run up there, stick them in for 20 minutes, stick your timer on, and then you can take some out and you have some fresh right after halftime. Okay, so 2 zucchinis. You need 2 zucchinis, 1/4 cup of Parmesan cheese, 1/4 cup of like Planko breadcrumbs, or if you don't have Planko or can't find them, they're crunchy, okay? And so, but you can use regular breadcrumbs. That works too if that happens to be in your pantry. You need about 1 tablespoon of olive oil and then ground pepper because you're going to season to taste. Now, I preferably like fresh ground pepper. You don't have to use as much, but again, that's up to you, okay? So set your oven at 400 degrees, okay? What you're going to do is you're going to slice your zucchinis up. Let's say that fast 3 times. Remember, we're in an emergency. We have the Super Bowl coming. We got to get this done. Okay, so you're slicing up your zucchinis, okay? Got them all done and you're ready to dice them and coat them. So once when they're coated, you're going to coat them with olive oil. You can do this by either just laying them out on the pan and brushing olive oil on them and flip them over and do that, or you can place them in a little Ziploc bag. Pour your olive oil in there, shake it up, shake, 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 and then lay them out on your cooking pan, okay? Your cookie sheet, all right? Got it? You're awesome. Okay, moving on. Now you're going to take your cheese, your breadcrumbs, and your pepper, and you're going to combine those together because now you're going to take the zucchinis that you have all sliced already, and you're going to dip those and just have them covered on both sides and lay it on your cooking sheet. Now, I am one who does not eat a lot of bread. And so if you are that type of a person, leave the breadcrumbs off. You can just put Parmesan cheese on it. So instead, just coat your zucchini chips with your olive oil, okay? And then you're just going to put them in your Parmesan cheese. It can be fresh grated. If you don't have fresh grated, guess what? It's okay to use the one in the green little bottle, okay, that's already grated. It's okay, all right? It's quick and easy. Remember, this is an emergency. So put that on there, coat them really well, and then lay those on the cookie sheets. Forget totally about those breadcrumbs. Okay. That's how I do mine. You do it how you would like to do it. Okay. Make sure you add a little bit of pepper in there, and you really don't have to worry about the salt, because if you're really a salty person, let someone else add the salt. You're going to get some of that naturally from the Parmesan cheese, so you really don't need to add that in while you're cooking. So once you've got that all laid out on your cookie sheet, place it in the oven, remember 400 degrees for about 25 minutes or till golden brown. Remember that it's your Parmesan cheese, so you don't want to get it too dark, because then it becomes chewy. And then guess what? You eat and enjoy. Yum. Can you just say yum? All right, we got to keep going because this party is about to start. Okay, game day dip. Now you're like, really, Christine, can't I just use? Yes, you can just use a dip out of a bottle. And in fact, if you have that, that's great. In fact, picante sauce is wonderful. But if you want to give a little twist and have something that's a little healthier, how about this? It's real simple. You have ranch dressing mix, okay? Cottage cheese and water. How much simpler could that be? Okay. You're getting some really good nutrients here within your body doing this. And it's simple. Now, if you're saying, Christiane, I cannot find the ranch dressing mix in the little powder form, that's okay. Just use about a tablespoon plus, depends, to taste to your cottage cheese. Okay. Sometimes it's 1 to 2 tablespoons. It just depends on how ranchy you want that flavor. Okay. Also, another great way to do it is if you have, you can just use favorite with your cottage cheese and water, you can just use your variety of peppers and favorite salts, and you can actually make this a dip. Okay. So what you'll do is you're going to combine your cottage cheese, which on your cottage cheese, you're talking about, maybe about a half a cup. You don't need a ton of cottage cheese. Half a cup to a cup of cottage cheese, okay, to 3 teaspoons of your ranch dressing mix, okay? So if you're going for, you know, you want more dip, go 1 cup, okay? And then you can do, then use your 3 teaspoons of your ranch dressing mix, all right? Then you're going to put it in a blender, whether it's your Vitamix or your maybe your Nutribullet or, you know, your Magic Bullet or your Ninja, whatever it is, you can blend it up. Your food processor even would work. You just want to make it smooth, okay? And you're going to add just enough water, okay, to thin it out, but you don't want it runny because you want it to kind of stick to the vegetable. So just enough to make it thin. You don't want it so thick like a stew that it's more of a clump. Does that make sense? Okay. So yum, just blend and add water to the thickness that you desire. That's easy. You're done and you have a homemade dip. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Let's party. Okay. Now, picante sauce. Yes, picante sauce is great tasting. You can make your own, or if you have your favorite, add that to the ranch dip. Okay. What I call the game day dip. Add that to your game day dip because it's really not ranch dip. You're just using their seasonings to make something quick. But by adding it to the cottage cheese, it's a little healthier. Yes, I know it's about a party, but why not enjoy your party and be healthy at the same time? Are you tired yet? I am, but the party's going to start, so we've got to finish this. Now, we already talked about meat, but I wanted to throw in one extra bonus. The bonus is this. Protein wraps are fabulous, and they are so easy, you don't even have to do anything except have it available. And meaning that all you need is your favorite deli meat. It could be turkey, it could be ham, it could be whatever your favorite deli meat is. Okay, have it available. Then, and you don't want it as kind of shaved, you want it a little bit thicker on your slices. So when you ask them to cut it up for you, make sure it's a little bit thicker so it can actually hold something. So you don't want it shaved where it's breaking all apart. Makes it difficult to make it a wrap. Then you need your favorite cheese. So if it's Swiss cheese or Colby Jack cheese or cheddar cheese, whatever cheese that you so delight in, you have a couple options there to choose from. And in fact, for the kiddos, American cheese, those little cheese slices, yes, don't look at the ingredients, but if that's their favorite, let them have it, okay? It's easy and you don't have to do the work, okay? So your favorite cheese, you can use lettuce if you want, but you don't have to. This is simply a wrap. And all you do is you have your actual meat, your deli meat, and then you put your cheese right there on top. You roll it up and you can stick a toothpick in it. But the cool thing is if you just have this out and available, they can do it themselves. You don't even need the toothpick because they can just fold it over. It's the best protein burrito ever. You don't have to worry about extra bread, and it's easy, easy cleanup and great for the tummy. Everyone will be satisfied. And the dip that you just made, the game day dip, a yum. You can dip it in there, have picante sauce. You can have other sauces too. With the barbecue wings, chicken wings that you have, yes, oh yes, oh yes. Can I hear an amen with the zucchini now? You're set. Whoo, party emergency done. Yes, you did it. Now you can go and sit down and enjoy yourself. You won't be in the kitchen very long and you can have fun. And if people come and go or all of a sudden you've been surprised, these are great staples to have in your freezer and in your cabinets because you can make a great party in a blink of an eye. Guess what? You guys are amazing. Go out, have a wonderful Super Bowl party. And if you're not watching the Super Bowl, you know, Katy Perry's supposed to be there too. Guess what? Have fun anyway. Make it a blessed day. Hugs, blessings, and go whoever you're rooting for. We'll see you later. Bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.